Lesson 65. Jumbo versus the police. First listen and then answer the question. Why did the police have to push Jumbo off the main street? Last Christmas, the circus owner, Jimmy Gates, decided to take some presents to a children's hospital. Dressed up as Father Christmas and accompanied by a guard of honor of 6 pretty girls, he set off down the main street of the city riding a baby elephant called Jumbo. He should have known that the police would never allow this sort of thing. A policeman approached Jimmy and told him he ought to have gone along a side street as Jumbo was holding up the traffic. Though Jimmy agreed to go at once, Jumbo refused to move. 15 policemen had to push very hard to get him off the main street. The police had a difficult time, but they were most amused. "Jumbo must weigh a few tons," said a policeman afterwards. "So it was fortunate that we didn't have to carry him. Of course, we should arrest him, but as he has a good record, we shall let him off this time."
Lesson 65, Jumbo versus the police. New words and expressions. Versus, 对, Christmas, 圣诞节, Circus, 马戏团 Present, 礼物 Accompany, 陪伴 Approach, 走近 Ought, 应该 Weigh, 重 Fortunate, 幸运的 Jumbo versus the police, 小象对警察 Versus,它可以表示介词对，比如说两队或上方对阵的这种对抗。今晚的大赛是英格兰对阵西班牙。The big match tonight is England versus Spain. 还可以表示比较两种不同的想法、选择，或者是表示与什么什么相对。比如说绝对论与自由论相抗衡的问题。The problem of determinism versus freedom.所以 versus 它可以指针对、对抗、双方对阵或者是两种想法进行相对比而言。正文部分 Last Christmas, the circus owner Jimmy Gates decided to take some presents to a children's hospital. 去年圣诞节马戏团老板、吉米盖茨决定呢送一些礼物到儿童医院。Now last Christmas, 圣诞节。Christmas Eve, 也就是12月24号圣诞节前夜 Christmas Present, 圣诞节礼物 Christmas Tree, 圣诞树我们讲的圣诞老人呢就叫做 Santa Claus, 或者是 Father Christmas 都可以那么圣诞节快乐叫做 Merry Christmas, 或者是 Have a good Christmas The Circus Owner, Circus 就是我们所说的马戏团 Now a circus clown 指的是马戏团小丑 Run a circus 指的是演马戏Owner 指的是物主或者是所有人，所以如果我说我是这辆小汽车的主人 ，I am the owner of the car. Owner, the owner of something. 那么形容词呢，就是 own 某人自己的 ，on one's own 独自 ，of one's own 指的是属于某人自己的。Now present 礼物这个词呢，我们一定要注意啊，它有三个含义，一个呢就是当形容词现在的、当前的，比如说现在的价格叫做 the present price。还可以指目前现在那就是当作名词比如说 at present 像我们讲机不可失失不再来 there's no time like the present 还可以指名词礼物 he often gave his neighbor's kids little presents 他常常送些小礼物给邻居的孩子所以 present 可以指形容词现在的当前的还可以指名词目前现在礼物或赠品整个句子我们再回过头来看一下 Last Christmas, the circus owner Jimmy Gates, 当然这里面出现了同位语啊 decide to do something, 决定做某事 decide to take some presents to a children's hospital, 决定做某事 decide to do something, 我们以前也讲过 decide, 它的名词形式呢叫做 decision, 啊做一个决定 make a decision, 那么 take something to somewhere, 指的是把某物带到某地去如果说我的爸爸每天送我上学 my father takes me to school every day, 这也是没有问题的Now, children's hospital, 注意这里面使用到了名词所有格儿童医院。好那我们来看第二句 Dressed up as Father's Christmas and accompanied by a guard of honor of 60 pretty girls, he set off down the main street of the city, riding a baby elephant called Jumbo. 好注意这个句子比较长啊他打扮成圣诞老人在由六个漂亮姑娘所组成的仪仗队的陪同下骑上了一头名叫 Jumbo 的小象沿着城里的主要街道出发了。好第一个 dress up with 叫做打扮成所以 as 后面接的是一个角色那接的角色呢就是 Father Christmas, 圣诞老人。Be accompanied by, 指的是在谁谁谁的陪同下。A guard of honor 叫做仪仗队这个仪仗队呢是由60 pretty girls 组成 He set off 出发 down the main street of the city 沿着这里的 down 呢就指的是 along 沿着这个城市的主街行走 riding a baby elephant riding 在这里面是分词做状语他骑着一个小象这个小象 called 过去分词做定语被叫做 Jumbo 好了那我们一个一个来说一说啊 dress up as 叫做打扮成什么样的角色或者是职业而 dress up in 呢我们说表示穿上那么我们马上回顾一下 in 后面呢是接衣服或者是颜色啦它表示穿着但是呢它构成的短语只能做表语或定语而 put on 呢它强调穿的动作指的是穿上戴上后面可以接衣服呀鞋帽 have on 可以表示穿着的状态但是它不能用于进行时那 dress 的宾语呢通常是人也就是 dress oneself 给某人穿衣服啊。那如果用给自己穿衣服呢我们也可以用 get dressed be dressed in 呢表示穿着的状态所以啊一定要注意 dress 的宾语通常是人而不是接衣服Wear 呢既可以表示动作也可以表示状态表示穿着戴着也可以后面接一些事物啊奖章啊等等。Accompany 表示伴随陪同。比如说 ,he wished her to accompany him, 他希望这个女生她能够陪着他。其次呢还可以指表示伴有比如说闪电通常伴着雷声 ,lightning usually accompanies thunder, 还可以指附有什么什么比如说他一边做演讲附带着啊做着一些手势 ,he accompanied his speech with gestures, 还可以指为谁谁伴奏或者是伴唱 ,her mother accompanied her on the piano, 所以 accompany 在本文当中呢用的是陪伴随行但是它也可以指伴有啊为谁谁伴奏啊并且是携带呀、坐着附有啊这些含义 Now next one set about set off set out 好那我们看到了 he set off 课文里面用的是 set off 那么Set about 呢叫做着手或者是开始做某事比如说 As soon as she got home, she set about preparing lunch. 她一到家就开始准备晚饭。课文里面的 set off 是出发那 set off for 呢指的是动身去某地。Having said goodbye to their friends, they set off for Paris. 那指的是和他的朋友们告别之后他们就动身去巴黎了。所以跟 set 有关的短语啊 ,set about something, 开始着手做某事也可以用啊set about doing, 因为如果接动词的话我们要使用这个动名词的结构也可以使用 set out to do, 就是 set out to do 就等同于 set about doing something, 都表示开始做某事而 set out, for, 或者是 set off for, 或者是 leave for, 这三个短语呢都是可以互换的表示动身去某地。好我再说一遍啊 ,set about to do something, 等同于 set about doing something, 表示开始着手做某事。而 set out for, 或者是 set off for, 或者是 leave for, 表示动身去某地。好我们往下看啊前面呢提到了这个a guard of honor of, 指的是仪仗队啊。
好，那么这个 riding 呢是现在分词做状语的用法，其实你就可以用一个问所引导的时间状语从句，它其实就是被简化了的啊。我们说现在分词做状语呢，表示的是主动或者是正在进行，这个时候都可以用它啊。那么还有一个 called Jumbo， 这个是分词做定语啊，如果表被动的话，我们就用过去分词的这样的一个用法。
He should have known that the police would never allow this sort of thing.
他本应该知道警察绝不会允许这一类事情发生的。好了，那我们在这里面啊 ,should have known 表示本应该知道。那 known 后面了接了一个宾语从句，由 that 来去引导， that 没有实际意义。后面 would never allow 表示允许。啊，那么 should have done 呢表示原本应该做而事实上没有做，那 needn't have done 呢表示过去不必做但事实上做了。所以在这里面啊，我们要去讲一讲这个情态动词，它也是可以表示虚拟的这种用法。我们先看下一句话啊，我们连着一起来说。
A policeman approached Jimmy and told him he ought to have gone along a side street as Jumbo was holding up the traffic.
那么一个警察走过来告诉了 Jimmy 他应该走一条小路，因为 Jumbo 阻碍了交通。好，那么 approach 呢表示的是接近靠近啊，就相当于 come nearer and nearer。 比如说这个老人将近80岁了， The old man approaches 80 years old。那 approach somebody 指的是向某人逼近啊，比如说他正在向我走近， he's approaching me 啊。其实 approach 以后我们还会讲到，可以当做着手处理呀，开始对付呀，比如说处理这个问题 approach the question。 那还可以当做途径啊，方法呀，方式态度，比如说解决这个问题的方法approach to the problem。 所以它后面如果要接介词的话呢我们要用 to， 不能用 of 的这样的一个用法。那 ought 它表示应该，那么一定要注意啊，它表示的是义务啊，责任啊，应该应当，或者是表示一种愿望或者是可能性。在这里面我们要注意，就是 should 呀表示我认为的应该，而 ought to 呢更强调这种义务上的应该。比如说 you should knock at the door， 你应该把这个门就是你应该去敲一敲这个门，这个指的是你我认为你应该这样做。而 you ought toknock at the door 呢更强调这是你要敲的门的一种责任呐，或者是义务。再比如说学生应该努力学习，那这个他强调的就是一种义务呀或责任， students ought to study hard。 好，那接下来我们刚才已经看到了啊， you should have known 还有 ought to have gone， 这些呢都是情态动词呢去加上 have done 的用法。那么它其实呢都是跟虚拟语气有关的。我们在上节课64课里面所讲到的，就是情态动词 would、could、should、包括 ought、to、have、done 呢，这些都是和虚拟语气有关。那我们之前在新概念一里面也讲过啊 ，can't have done、must have done、may have done 啊。那今天我们接触到了 should have done， 就是你原本应该做，但事实上没做；而 needn't have done 呢，就表示原本不必做，但是事实上你做了。那么接下来呢咱们可以啊去说一说这几个表示应该和必须的情态动词 should, ought to, have to 与 must。 我们曾经在第17课的语法当中啊讲到了表示不可逃避的义务或者是表示必须的，必须要用这个 must。 而 must 呢通常只用于现在时和这个将来时啊，其他时态呢我们会用 have to 来去替代。 have to 呢比 must 更强调客观的要求或者是外在的原因，比如说我现在必须去上学了， I must go to school now。 但是如果说哎呀客观原因所造成的， It is raining， 现在外面正在下雨， I have to leave now， 我现在不得不离开了啊。所以 must 更强调一种不可逃避的义务啊或者是必须，而 have to 呢更强调这种客观的原因或外在的原因。那 should 跟 ought to 呢都意为应该呀，表示义务呀，责任。那 ought to 呢比 should 的语气会更加强烈一些，多用于肯定句、疑问句和否定结构呢则多用这个 should。 与他们相比呢， must 和 have to 的语气要强烈的多，它是没有选择的余地的。 而 ought to 呢，它表示的是什么呀？你应该去怎样做？比如说 I can't go to the cinema tonight. I must or I have to write some letters. 我今天晚上不能去看电影，我必须去写几封信，表示你没有选择，你必须要这样做。但是如果说 I should do some work tonight, 或者是 I ought to do some work tonight,but I think I shall go to the cinema instead. 我今天晚上应当做一些工作，不过我想呢，我还是会去看电影的。也就是说，对我来说，正确的做法是工作，但是我选择了去看电影。所以在这里面，我们去理解一下啊，这几个词的区别。那 have to 呢，人家是有过去时，叫做 had to 啊。那么should have done 呢，或者是 ought to have done， 表示过去应该做而没有做的事情。比如说I missed the train, so I had to take a taxi. 我没有选择，所以当时不得不去叫一辆计程车。这是 had to 表示过去的必须。那再比如说 I'm sorry I'm late. 对不起我迟到了。I should have taken a taxi. 我本应该叫一辆出租车的。那事实上是什么？就是你应该叫，但是你没有叫。所以在这里面我们总结一下啊，这几个词之间的区别。Ought to 表示应该啊 ，should 也是应该，只不过呢 ，ought to 比这个 should 呀更语气强烈一些。然后呢 ，have to 表示不得不啊，那 ought to 呢强调义务 ，should 呢只是更强调你的一个建议。好，我们回过头来 ，A policeman approached Jimmy， 说呀，一位警察靠近了 Jimmy， 告诉他。本应该呀，沿着这条街啊，他应该走一条小路，因为呢 ，jumbo 阻碍了交通，所以在这里面哪个词呢是表示因为呢，就是这个 as 啊。我们说了英语里面的这个 as 的用法，可以表示副词同什么什么一样，可以表示介词作为好像，可以表示连词当什么什么时随着，或者是因为。那在这里面这个 as 就是因为的用法。好，下一个呢，我们讲他挡着道了，挡着路了 ，holding up the traffic 啊 ，was holding up the traffic， 这是一个过去进行时的用法。那 hold up 就是举起呀、阻挡啊、抢劫呀 ，hold out 就是坚持，像我们口语里面 hold on、hold the line、hang on， 对吧？这叫做等一会儿，别挂断。所以啊，有关于 hold 这些短语，我们也了解一下。Though Jimmy agreed to go at once, Jumbo refused to move. 虽然 Jimmy 同意马上呢就走，但是 Jumbo 却拒绝移动。那 though 啊，或者是 although， 这是尽管引导让步状语从句，后面要接完整的句子，它就相当于 in spite of。但是 in spite of 是不能接句子的，它是接名词啊、代词啊，或者是动名词。Agree to do something 叫做同意做某事。那同意某个人的观点呢？那我们就可以用 agree with somebody。所以 I agree with you 啊。拒绝呢就是 refuse to do something 啊。可是 Jumbo 却拒绝移动。Now。15 policemen had to push very hard to get him off the main street. 结果15个警察不得不用很大的力气才把他推离主要的街道。Had to, 哎，我们看到了过去时啊 ,push 是推。而且怎么样的推呢 ?very hard, 副词修饰动词的用法一定要注意不能用 hardly, 因为 hardly 呢它是一个什么呀它表示几乎不意思就发生变化了。Get him off 就等同于 away from, 离开这个主街。Now, the police had a difficult time, but they were most amused. Jumbo must weigh a few tons, said a policeman afterwards. 警察虽然吃了苦头，但是他们还是感到很有趣。Jumbo 呢，一定有好几吨重。一个警察呢，事后这样说道。那在这里面啊 ,have a difficult time, 就是经历了困难时期啊，也就是吃了苦头。They were most amused, amused, 我们就相当于这个修饰人嘛，我们要用 ED 结尾的，对吧？然后 weigh, 重，哎，这个词呢也是我们这节课的这个生词。weigh 呢可以表示动词称重啊，还可以表示就是 how much do you weigh, 你体重有多少啊？如果说一个人的体重有多少，我们就可以用 somebody 加上 weigh 再加上你的体重就可以了。那它的名词我们要了解，就是 weight 后面加一个 t。比如说，如果用名词问你的体重 ，What is your weight？ 减肥这个词我们也经常见到，叫做 lose weight 啊 ，lose weight。所以 Jumbo 呢一定有好几吨重 said a policeman, 其中的一个警察说道。那 afterwards, afterwards 这个词呢要翻译成不久之后它也是一个副词表示以后后来像我们说的 shortly afterwards, 就是不久以后或者是 soon afterwards, 都可以。So it was fortunate that we didn't have to carry him. 说值得庆幸的是呢他没有让我们抬他走。It was fortunate that, 这是一个主语从句。真正的主语呢是由 we didn't have to carry him 构成。所以这个 it 呢就是一个形式主语。你可以把它当成一个短语来记。It was fortunate that. Carry, 携带抬起来。Of course, we should arrest him, but as he has a good record,We shall let him off this time. 说当然我们应该呀逮捕他。但是由于他一贯表现很好这次我们就饶了他。We should arrest him. 所以这个 should 啊我们刚才讲了 should have done, 本应该做某事但事实上你没做它是跟过去有关系的。那么跟现在有关系呢就是 should do 就可以了。As, 还是翻译成引导原因状语从句的连词用法。Have a good record, record 就是记录嘛警察局里的记录包括我们以前讲过的打破记录break the record, 那动词呢就是 record 记录其实都是一个词但是发音不一样We shall let him off, let somebody off, 就是宽恕饶恕由于他有很好的记录所以呢我们就这次饶了他了。所以 this time 这一次 let 它的用法let somebody off 宽恕当然我们也讲过 let 它最早当做实义动词的用法 let somebody do 但是一定要注意这些实义动词如果放到被动语态里面要还原to所以make somebody do let somebody do 对吧如果变成被动语态呢要变成 be made to do be let to do 在这块我们稍稍的了解一下就可以了好以上呢这就是我们第65课的语法内容接下来呢咱们说几个短语第一个去年圣诞节 Last Christmas, 然后马戏团老板 The Circus Owner, 决定做某事 Decide to do, 把某物带到某地去 Take something to somewhere, 礼物Present, 盛装打扮Be dressed up,圣诞老人 Father Christmas 陪同 Be accompanied by 仪仗队 A guard of honor 出发 Set off 沿着主街 Down the main street 骑大象这里的骑也得用 ride Ride a baby elephant called Jumbo 本应该做某事但事实上没做叫做 should have done允许 allow, 当然我们讲过allow somebody to do, 允许这样的事情 allow this sort of thing, 接近 approach, 应该 ought to, 其实就等同于 should, 但是它比这个 should 更强调这个客观原因。然后 as 的用法可以当做引导原因状语从句的连词 ,hold up, hold up the traffic,叫做导致交通堵塞 though 引导让步状语从句虽然尽管 agree to do something 同意做某事 at once 立刻马上拒绝做某事 refuse to do something push very hard 就是用力的推get somebody off get off 那在这里面就是推离get somebody off the main street 就是推离这个主街道Have a difficult time, 吃了苦头amused, 修饰人weigh, 重量所以重几吨叫做 weigh a few tons. Afterwards, 之后所以我们可以记一个 shortly afterwards, 然后 it was fortunate that, 幸运的是什么什么这是一个主语从句注意 it 是形式主语。那 carry, 这个叫做抬走arrest, 逮捕have a good record,有一个很好的记录let somebody off 宽恕好以上呢就是我们第65课的内容接下来我们再做一个全盘的收听
第5 Jumbo versus the police First listen and then answer the question Why did the police have to push Jumbo off the main street? Last Christmas, the circus owner, Jimmy Gates, decided to take some presents to a children's hospital. Dressed up as Father Christmas and accompanied by a guard of honor of 6 pretty girls, he set off down the main street of the city riding a baby elephant called Jumbo. He should have known that the police would never allow this sort of thing. A policeman approached Jimmy and told him he ought to have gone along a side street as Jumbo was holding up the traffic. Though Jimmy agreed to go at once, Jumbo refused to move. 15 policemen had to push very hard to get him off the main street. The police had a difficult time, but they were most amused. Jumbo must weigh a few tons, said a policeman afterwards. So it was fortunate that we didn't have to carry him. Of course, we should arrest him, but as he has a good record, we shall let him off this time.